Good evening and welcome to all you loyal listeners and all you fresh new initiates alike. The Frightmare Theater podcast is supported by Sonnet. Listening to podcasts shouldn't be hard, but so many podcast apps on Android are cluttered and confusing. With its modern, clean design and extremely user-friendly interface, Sonnet makes it easier for those on Android to discover new shows, listen, subscribe, and get notified of latest episodes. Best of all, it's free! Click the link in the description to listen to the Frightmare Theater podcast on Sonnet. Producing a monthly horror radio drama is a monstrous undertaking. If you enjoy stalking the shadows with us every month, we urge you to join the Frightmare Theater Undead family and support us on Patreon, where you will receive members-only special content. Please consider rating and reviewing the show on iTunes as well. Oh, well, that's our cue. Thanks for listening and enjoy tonight's terrifying episode.
The hour has grown late and shadows lurk around every corner. Reports of strange, red-eyed, winged creatures have been pouring in from the suburbs. Of course, local authorities have been promptly filing them in the wastebasket. Out of sight, out of mind, after all. If only they realized, often what lies out of sight is far more terrible than what is in the mind. And now, loyal listeners, it is time once again to turn down the lights and turn up the terror. For you are about to peel back the serving lid and feast upon the deliciously dark delicacies of Frightmare Theater.
Good evening, boys and ghouls, and welcome to Frightmare Theater. I am your unsurpassed undead host, Dr. Necropolis. We have another glorious, gruesome grimoire for you little beasties tonight. But first, a word from our new sponsor.
Do you ever lay in bed at night unable to sleep for fear that everything is right in the world? Ever pace back and forth in the dark longing for sweet, sweet slumber but knowing that as soon as you close those red crusty peepers of yours, the sound of children laughing will echo through the air and smiling faces will dance across your vision? Well, get ready to turn those pesky dreams into outright shock-o-ramas. That's right! Introducing Nightmare Fuel! Brought to you by the year 2020. No! Just listen to those testimonials, folks. Now, when those terrifying nightmares threaten to become pesky, happy, sappy rainbows, chug-a-lug of this drug jug. Derived from the tears of rare albino Siberian pygmy kittens, Nightmare Fuel promises to take away all those annoying feelings of balance and stability and hurtle you screaming into the cozy void beyond hope. With Nightmare Fuel, you won't have to expect socio-political economic stability, mankind banding together for the betterment of themselves and the environment, or a world without murder hornets, whatever the hell those are. Nightmare Fuel! Has it all in one non-stop shop and plop. Grab yours today for the low, low price of everything you knew was right and wholesome in your life. Nightmare Fuel! Brought to you by the year 2020.
Nightmare Fuel does not promise to have an end date. Do not inhale Nightmare Fuel. If Nightmare Fuel is inhaled, severe trauma may ensue. If severe trauma ensues, do not inject Lysol or other household cleaners. If you inject Lysol or other household cleaners, you would be ridding the world of your stupidity. So actually go right ahead as it may be best. Wearing a mask does not protect against Nightmare Fuel's side effects, but it does help to stop the spread of the international pandemic, so wear a f***ing mask, you dummy. Nightmare Fuel is not responsible for 2020. 2020 is responsible for Nightmare Fuel.
Get your Nightmare Fuel today! Another satisfied customer! Nightmare Fuel!
Ooh, I simply must try that.
You know, I was just saying to Greg the other day that this station could use some more murder hornets.
Couldn't agree more, Al. And now, boys and ghouls, tonight's frightful fable is a fiery first introduction to young Mel and the fearful foreshadowing of her many misadventures in future Frightmare Theater episodes. Turn down those lights and get ready to scream with laughter, little beasties, as we explore the horrendous hilarity of Haunted Me.
Hi, you've reached Mel Sullivan. If I don't return your call, it's because I don't want to.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Sullivan. My name is Oslo Pinkerton. I understand you have a reputation for safely transporting extremely rare artifacts. My client, who wishes to remain anonymous, needs your assistance acquiring a rather rare book. I've emailed you the details and look forward to hearing back from you.
Blue skies for the next 7 days from east to west. I'm talking summer fun all week, folks.
A spellbook? Like a real spellbook.
What qualifies as a real spellbook to you? You buy yours off of Amazon.
There are many perks for the modern day witch, Mel, such as ordering online.
Using planes to fly around instead of broomsticks.
Not being burned alive is a personal favorite.
And with social media nowadays, finding your local blood orgy is just a click away.
Blessed be. So, how old's this book anyway?
Allegedly, it's been bouncing around North America since late 17th century.
Ooh.
But the chances of pagan texts surviving from that time are very slim, so I'm skeptical.
What do you care if it's authentic? You just transport the thing. Don't you get paid either way?
I like to know what I'm transporting. If the client knows you know the value of what you're delivering, then you get paid more. Makes them think you care. This guy's supposed to get back to me with an address at some point today.
So, this mystery client, who you've never met in person,
yep,
wants you to fetch them a magical mystery object, then deliver it to them. Alone.
Yep.
And you're not looking to get murdered, correct?
Not today, no.
Mel, the energy around this, it's off!
It's fine. Trust me, when a client chooses to remain anonymous, it's usually because they're a celebrity or a politician who just wants some privacy. Speaking of which, this guy was adamant about discretion. I'm not even supposed to be talking to you about it, so keep this between us, okay? You've already texted Owen about it, didn't you?
No. Yes?
Just no social media posts, please. I'm serious.
Owen knows when to keep his mouth shut.
He barely knows when he should change his socks.
We've been working on that.
Were you ladies doing okay?
Yeah, can I get another one?
I'm good, thanks.
What?
What?
Don't do that. What?
Are you okay?
Why wouldn't I be?
Have you noticed the dramatic growth of your alcohol tolerance lately? That's your third drink.
I'm not in my 20s anymore, Danny. I can hold my beer.
It's not just that. We haven't hung out in weeks. That's basically years.
It's been 13 days. Calm down.
Your safety seems to be less and less of a priority for you. Like that last job you took out in New Mexico?
Here you are.
Listen, thanks. The cocaine had been inside those dolls since the 80s. How was I supposed to know it was in there?
You also haven't said a thing about your mom all day.
Why would... Oh.
Because it's the 14th of...
14th of August. Right. Look, Mom's been dead for over 2 decades now. I don't think she cares if I do anything at this point. Besides, everyone's going to die eventually, so why stress about it?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, Owen and I are alive and kicking. I'm worried about you.
Yes!
And poof, moment's gone.
I'm not avoiding it, I swear. I just got the email. The book's in Chicago. It's at some so-called antique shop in Uptown. Normally, this place is just junk. Nobody ever buys from there. But apparently, they've got this old-ass book. This is amazing. This is going to be the quickest delivery ever.
You're not going now, are you?
He says they close in an hour. I can make it.
Seriously? You're bailing on girls' night for a job.
I know, and I'm sorry, but this guy said he'd pay me more the quicker I am. I gotta go.
I have your keys.
Danny.
I have your keys, and you've had 3 beers, bitch. I'm driving.
Fair enough, but I'm serious. Not a word to anyone. Let's go.
Oh, like, right. Oh, okay. Oof. This place looks condemned. I'm getting a weird vibe. Do you feel that?
It's probably the tacos.
I told you not to get the fish. It always makes you gassy.
I'm serious. Look, I got goosebumps. And do you smell feet? I smell feet.
It's fine. Stay here. I'll be right back.
Don't shut the front door too hard. The whole building will fall down.
Hello? Shrunken heads. News from Salem. Taxidermied amphibians. Okay. So it's a redneck Warren museum? Fun. Hello?
Good evening.
Oh, hey. Hi there. Sorry, I didn't see you. Melanie Sullivan.
Yes, I know. You are looking for the book.
That's right. You've got an interesting collection. These death masks you've lined your wall with are something. How much do they go for?
They are priceless. I couldn't imagine parting with any of them. Except Uncle Abe. You could have him. He was a racist.
So these aren't from movies. They're actual death masks of your family?
Correct.
That's a choice. I think I'll just take the book today.
Very well. Here we are. I've been holding on to this treasure for quite some time. It is truly an honor to be the one who gives it to you.
Oh, it's not for me. There's a buyer who...
No, Miss Sullivan. This is a gift for you.
And that's very nice of you to offer, but...
Ah, there it is. Isn't it magnificent?
It is. It's also very old. Do you have gloves? I brought a case to transport it.
There's no need.
But...
Now, would you please lend me your hand? The keeper must sign with a book.
Of course.
In blood.
What? Hey! Ow, shit! Why? What's it... What just happened? Hello? Hello? It's endless, just a black void. What is this place? Hello?
Hello?
Oh my god, that's so annoying. Please stop talking.
She's here.
Who's there? Where am I?
Keeper.
Mel?
Danny?
You're almost ready.
Ew, what? Wait, hang on, who are you?
I could have sworn I saw blood, but now there's nothing.
What the hell did you do to me?
I have served my purpose.
What does that...
Is he dying?
I don't know. You were hitting him a lot.
Are you dying?
Forget it. Let's just get out of here.
Don't forget your book.
Wait, something's not right.
I got what I came for. Let's go. Marv, it's been weird. Keys.
Are you good to drive?
Yes, keys.
It worked. She just left. Another was with her.
We so hope you are enjoying tonight's noxious narrative, my little beasties. If you enjoy listening to spooky storytelling podcasts, you will absolutely love Scared by Scott, featuring truly terrifying tales enhanced by minimal music and sound effects for that good old-fashioned campfire feel. Find out more and subscribe to Scared by Scott podcast in this episode's show notes. Or for you boys and ghouls who are more faint of heart and enjoy listening to podcasts while on the family road trip, check out this short trailer for tonight's other show partner, the Road Tripping Podcast.
Come on, move already. So slow. I am going to be late again.
Does this sound like your typical commute?
The bus is going to kill me. Sure, just cut me off, you...
Let's be family friendly here.
Wait, who said that?
That's not really important. Would you like your commute a lot less disastrous?
Yeah, I could use that.
Well then, let me adjust your dial.
Introducing the Road Tripping Podcast. Just sit back and relax while our hosts Dean and Molly entertain you with trivia, mystery, true crime, the paranormal, and much, much more. All in the hopes that your commute will suck just a little less.
And now, my little beasties, let's dive back in for the rest of tonight's spine-tingling tale.
Are you okay? Do you need to go to the hospital? You were looking really freaky. We should call the cops.
I'm fine. We got the book. That's all I care about. Here... Can you put the book in the case, please? I don't want it to get damaged.
I still say you should call the cops.
And tell them an old guy pranked me and then gave me a free book right before my friend assaulted him?
Okay, fine. Oh, wow. Look at these drawings.
I'm driving, so...
They're terrifying. Every page has a different creature on it. It's like a directory. Look at this one.
Still driving.
It's just a pair of yellow eyes. And one word. Nukelave.
Whoa.
What? Jesus. Be careful.
That was... Wow. There is something attached to that book. Don't sigh at me. Did you not just hear that?
I don't know what I heard.
You need to get rid of that thing.
The sooner I do, the sooner I get paid, so...
No, I mean you need to get rid of it. This thing has a strong, dark energy around it. You don't know this client. They could be a very bad person. What would happen if something like this...
Don't say falls into the wrong hands. Don't you dare.
I have read books about it.
Amazon books?
Mean. Also, irrelevant.
I'm not gonna throw away something I've been paid to safely transport. Sorry I have both feet grounded in reality, but that's my one job. I will not destroy my reputation because you have a feeling.
But
drop it!
Just promise me you're going to be careful.
Okay.
Put your eyes back in the soccer.
No. Come on, just doing it. Oh, zap, zap. Shaboom.
What's up, Rebel Scum? It's me.
Your boy.
Whoa. Hey, man. Chill. It's just a game. I don't know you, little dude, but you sound way too young to have this much anger in your heart. See, that's uncalled for. Oh, jeez. Who hurt you? Hey, babe.
Hey.
Whoa, you get caught in the rain? You're soaking wet.
I know.
Hang on. Are you okay? What happened? I thought you and Mel were gonna have a girls' night.
I don't want to talk about it.
Want me to make us some chicken nuggets instead?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go preheat the oven, and you... go dry off because you're making a puddle in the living room. Good plan?
Does the plan involve you putting on pants at any point today?
No, it does not. I love your butt.
I love your butt.
I'm not talking to you, Pork Chili 49.
She drives today.
Owen? You're okay. You're okay. Where am I? Why can't I move? Everything's black. I can't feel my body. What's going on? What's that?
Imposter.
She tries to take, not keep her. She did.
You're from the book. What do you want? Get away from me! Get away!
She sees!
Get away!
Danny?
Yeah?
You call me?
I...
Pasta.
No.
She sees.
You feeling all right?
I'm fine.
Danny.
I said I'm fine!
Okay. Sorry.
God, my head. Where's the aspirin?
Yeah, I've got a flight for early tomorrow. Should be in London by the 16th. Back by Thursday. I'll circle back with you when the vases are secured and we're ready to take off.
That would be wonderful. Ideally, we'd get them here in time for the gala. Do you think you could find something sooner than Thursday? I could throw an extra 5 your way.
You will see it on Wednesday.
Or 10.
And by Wednesday, I mean Tuesday.
Knew I could count on you. Always a pleasure, Miss Sullivan.
We're stunned by the abrupt changes of stormy weather patterns that broke out across the country late this afternoon.
Okay, little magic bookie wookie, spread 'em. Only the keeper commands, others avert thine eyes. Keeper, huh? Shit! Mr. Pinkerton!
Hello, Miss Sullivan. I got your message. You already recovered the book.
Sure have. Where do you want me to bring her?
You hold on to it.
I'm sorry, what?
You'll be needing it for your next assignment. Now, we're already pressed for time, so...
I'm sorry, but I'm not taking any more jobs at the moment, and I don't normally hold on to things for my clients. I am a delivery service, not a layaway.
Unfortunately, you really don't have a choice in the matter.
Excuse me?
Right, Miss Sullivan, I haven't been forthright.
Okay.
It was never about the book. It was about finding the one person who can use it. That's why it was vital that you went to retrieve it.
Mr. Pinkerton, it's a book. I'm sure other people can.
Now, I suppose that is a rather urgent matter of the friend that you decided to bring with you after I specifically told you not to.
How did you know? Look, she knows not to talk about it with anyone. I was very specific with her. You don't have to worry.
It doesn't matter. What's done is done. We will figure the rest out later. You're the keeper. That's all that matters. We can move on. Now...
Hold up. The keeper thing? The guy at the shop called me that too. What is that?
Oh, you'll find out soon.
Can't I find out right now?
No. Just wanted to check in. A lot more of this will make sense after the funeral.
What funeral?
Please don't let anyone else read the book. Ta.
What the hell? What's up?
Did Danny act strange today? She seems off.
Why?
Well, she growled at me. Mel?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I love you both so much, but I don't want to know about your sex life.
This wasn't sex growling, Mel. Trust me, I thought I knew every sound that could come out of that woman.
You're still doing it. Stop.
I mean, it sounded like a literal animal, like a bear.
Okay.
So, is this a new development for you too, or...
Danny?
What was that?
What's up?
Owen. Owen, what's going on? Is she okay? No. I can't be. Shut up.
Sorry.
Son of a.
Danny? Danny, I'm coming in. Hold on. Oh, why did I think I could do that?
No!
Danny? What the? What? Honey? Oh my God! Danny, how did you rip the door off its hinges like that? What? No. Oh, the TV! Why? Honey, wait! Stop!
Damn, babe! You're really strong!
I'm sorry! I can't stop it! It's a book! I made it mad!
What a book! Oh, man.
Are you?
Why
are you hard right now?
I'm sorry.
There is a f***ing demon inside of me!
Stop! You're making it worse!
You are drunk, and you're crazy, lady. Get out of my car.
Listen, that's totally fair. You're a very safe driver, and I'm sorry for yelling.
Hey, and take your book with you.
I didn't bring it. No. You can keep it.
I don't want your stupid book, you weirdo. Oh,
come on, man. Ugh, still annoying. Hey, Danny, Owen, let me in. Guys, Owen, dude, you just went through the living room window. That is nuts.
Are you drunk?
Yes. Are you okay?
No! Is that the book?
Oh. I mean, is this... No, I... Gosh, I have an excuse for this somewhere. Yeah, shush. Oh, hang on, buddy. Just please stop coughing up blood. Just keep the blood inside you.
Okay.
It's not Danny.
I know.
Mel!
Yeah?
Earlier, when that thing attacked me, I got a boner.
Why are you telling me this?
I don't know. I just need to get it off my chest.
Okay, bud, I'm just gonna...
If I die, please don't tell anyone!
I probably will, bud. Sorry.
No!
Keeper.
Oh my god. I'm gonna clean that up.
Keeper.
What? What do you want? Why are you doing this?
She read. She pays.
Look, she won't do it again, okay? Promise.
She read. She pays.
Okay, okay. Fine. Just give me a second. Hey, this book you crawled out of, it's mine. Yeah? I'm the keeper. You didn't hear? Everyone's been talking about it. Don't feel bad. It makes no sense to me either. But here we are. I own you. That's how that works. Right? Right? That's what I thought. So, shoo!
She pays!
I'll pay! Whatever she owes you, I'll pay it! Just get the f*** out of her body and get back in the book, now!
Who are you going?
So it is!
And so it is!
Say it!
And so it is. What are you doing? Put her down! Danny? Danny?
I'm gonna sh...
What?
Yeah. It's gonna kill me. It's gonna smell real bad.
Where's your umbrella?
Don't need one. Got a tree.
It's good to see you, Mel.
Yeah, you too. Hey, listen, Owen.
I know.
You...
I look like an asshole.
Yeah, you're wearing an umbrella hat to your wife's funeral. She'd love it.
Yeah, she would. Thanks.
I'm sorry I'm late.
It's fine, dude. It's more for her mother anyway.
How much do you remember?
Everything.
Me too.
Everything? Even the part when I told you I got a...
We don't have to remember that part.
Okay, cool. Do you still have that book?
No, it's gone.
Thank God! Or Diana? Or Hecatope?
One of those. Yeah.
Listen, I know you think there was something you could have done about that thing, but there wasn't. Danny was the only one that thought that stuff was real. You didn't know.
Yeah.
I better get back. Wanna come?
Aw, man, I smell like gin and drugs, so I'm gonna hang back here.
Thanks for coming.
Hey. Talk soon.
Of course. Are you sure you don't want me to tell him the truth?
I'll let him enjoy my funeral. The less he knows, the safer he is.
I won't let anything happen to him, I swear.
I know.
What?
My mom. Poor woman, probably thinks I'm in hell.
Aren't you?
Yeah, bitch, you're the only person who can see or hear me, so... Oh, man, I don't even know half these people.
That umbrella hat, though.
That's the best part of this whole thing.
No way.
Way? That thing's hilarious.
Not that. Him.
What, the guy getting out of the black car? Who's he?
It better not be who I think it is.
Good afternoon, Miss Sullivan.
Pinkerton, right?
Wonderful to finally meet you in person. Nasty weather we're having, but suiting for the circumstances, I suppose. My condolences.
What do you want?
To help you.
You know something? You're lucky there's people here.
Please, please, understand. I am not your enemy. I'm merely the messenger who is frustratingly dependent upon your success.
You knew about the book. You knew what it could do, so why did you send me to get it?
There are more unearthly things on this planet than just your book, and my client needs assistance acquiring them.
He wants you to be like the librarian.
What librarian does that?
It's a series. Never mind.
The book is one of a few tools this world has that can help his cause. And seeing as you're the only one who can use it...
How do you know I'm the only one?
Trust me, we've looked. It seems we're stuck. With you.
He's full of shit. Mel, let's bail. This funeral sucks.
Okay. Pass. Excuse me.
Not how it works, I'm afraid. Miss Sullivan! Am I to understand that you have no interest in freeing your friend?
You can do that?
Mel, I wouldn't trust a thing this guy says.
Well, that's up to you. If you want to see Miss O'Brien's page destroyed and her soul move on, etc., etc., then you'll do as you're instructed. Sorry, by the way, don't mean to talk about you as though you're not here, but you are dead, so you understand.
You can see me.
Oh, I can do a lot of things.
Get her out of the book now, then I'll help you.
Let me say this bluntly, since that's how you prefer to communicate. You have no control here. Our client can compensate you generously for your time. Or, alternatively, he can cause you unspeakable pain. See for yourself.
Oh! Oh, that is nasty! Oh! Oh, bad!
What happened to your neck?
He's also not as patient as I am. Do as he says per my direction, and then he will look into freeing Miss O'Brien.
I go by Danny, for the record.
Am I clear?
Kay.
Mel, no.
I'm getting you out of there. You're not staying in that book. Plus, I got nothing else going on.
This is good. We have an understanding. Glad to hear we're finally on the same page, eh? Eh?
Don't do that.
Put your hand down. I'm not shaking it.
Where did you find this guy?
He found me.
Right. Here is the address of my office. Tomorrow, 9 a.m. sharp for your briefing. Oh, and I wouldn't let anyone else try to read from that book if I were you. Enjoy your funeral.
Yeah, enjoy my funeral?
Oh,
yeah, it's only okay when I say it.
It's her funeral.
She's on board. Unless she's hiding it very well, I don't think she remembers anything from before.
She will. She'll remember everything.
It's the parts of the dragon in the closet.
Well, little beasties, I'm not quite sure I'm taking away the right lesson from the story, but I feel for that Oslo Pinkerton. Good help is hard to find. Oh, knock it off! I was talking about Greg, anyway.
Oh, Doc! I placed that order of nightmare fuel for us. Should be arriving in a few days.
You know what, Al? Cancel it.
Doc?
Yes, I've had a change of mind. We have all the nightmares we need right here in this studio. They can keep theirs.
Well, okay, Doc. If you insist, I'll put an end to the order.
Do just that, Al. Thank you. And to all you little beasties listening out there from home, if you've had enough as well, take a page out of Mel's book and don't buy into 2020's nightmare fuel. Sometimes cuddling up to imagined nightmares with your favorite fellow beasties is more than enough. And enough is enough. It will all be over soon. But until then, we will be here, caring while scaring. Spook you next time, boys and ghouls.
The Frightmare Theater podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where your nightmares become reality. Tonight's radio theater presentation, entitled Haunted Me, written by Fee Bassanavicius, was directed by Sam Thomas and featured the voice talents of Daniel Durbin, Drew Dively, Fee Bassanavicius, Leo Lacamera, Mark Rosenthal, Ali Kern, and Nathan Shelton. The song Dragon, featured in tonight's episode, was provided by Sadie and the Stark. The Frightmare Theater theme and supplemental music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and Allison Johnston, and can be found alongside other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater are proudly displayed for the shock and horror of the masses at FrightmareTheaterPodcast.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theater Podcast via iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite listening app. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you haunt unsuspecting victims with us again next month for an all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer wishing you pleasant dreams.